in confinement from 1968 to 1973. I said, where was your wife? And he said, she was in the same jail for 5 years, but I never knew where she was or what she was doing or how she was getting along. You hear these horror stories all over China of a young man I met in West China said, my brother was beaten to death at the University of Peking, so my mother committed suicide. It wasn't just what they say theoretically. Now, this is the official explanation, that 34,800 people were put to death. This is called persecuted to death. And over 700,000 people are officially acknowledged to have been suffered in some way or another. But those are just figures. There were millions killed. There were heroes killed. Peng Dehuai, Minister of Defense, he contracted cancer. They put him in a long, long hospital ward. And to punish him, they put a paper over the windows so he couldn't see out. He was one of those persecuted to death. It's as if we took Bob McNamara at the shift of administrations and locked him up in a cancer ward and let him die there unattended.
And yet you came back, as you said, fearful yet hopeful. Tell me about the hope.
The hope is, well, the first thing is that there is an official confession of sin and error. They admit that they have done wrong on a monstrous scale. They are liquidating the Cultural Revolution. They are, I think, making enormous progress right now. It's, to us it seems simple. But people are eating again. The children are like cherubs. They've put in something, I suppose, to make you laugh, called the responsibility system, which means the farmer can till his own land. He rents the land from the government, and a whole family may have less than 1 acre, but they work that land, choose their crops, and anything they raise over the state quota, they can sell on their own. And so these markets, the village markets, are bursting with pigs and ducks and eels from the ditches and fish from the fish ponds and furniture, homemade furniture. It really is rather lovely, except for the scar of this revolution. Industry is booming. We're going to have a problem with that. They're up to 40 million tons of steel a year, and we're doing 77 million tons. They produce about 5 or 6 times as much cotton textile as we do. They really are moving and moving fast.
China, 40 years later,